Blog Talk Radio.
Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin, some guys like them tacky, some guys like them brand new, some guys like old balls. To me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
It's impetuous. My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
For all those across the globe and in our homeland and all the ships at sea, it's Friday Night Sports with me, your host, the captain, along with the crew, Brother X, Neil, Jeremy, and Annie. Now, without further ado, it's time to forget about all the evil in the world and talk about things that really matter to America. Sports.
Welcome aboard the special Captain Show Friday night. Oh my God. 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 We've got a lot to talk about tonight. I don't know if we're ever going to get through any of it. Of course, we never do. We always start out talking about one thing and end up talking about something else. But that's sports, man. That's what sports is all about. And there isn't a single sport that this show does not cover. We've covered every sport. There ain't a single sport that this show has not covered. We cover curling. Who talks about curling? Cornhole. Who the hell talks about cornhole? Bull riding? Are you kidding me? We talk about it all. And we're going to talk about it all. It's just who we are. Just what we are. Well, on Fridays, we forget about all the evil in the world. Let me tell you, there's a lot of evil. There's been a lot of evil. There's a lot of evil. A lot of evil. A lot of it. It's out there. It's out there. But guess what? This is the only show where we don't talk about it. Because we forget about all the evil in the world, and we talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. That's right, sports. You don't like sports? Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I really don't. I guess I could pity you, but, I mean, I don't know how to pity the stupid. So, you know, you're on your own. But we talk about every sport. There ain't a sport we don't talk about. So if you want to call a show and you want to talk about a certain sport, and it don't matter, we'll talk about it. We may not know anything about it, but we'll talk about it. Trust me, we can talk about anything. We can talk about, especially we can talk about things that we don't know anything about. Trust me, we can do it. We can do it. We're that kind of show. If we don't know anything about it, we will talk. We will talk for hours on it. And you think we're experts. So if you want to talk about a certain show, it doesn't matter, or a certain sport, give us a call, 646-716-7978, and make sure you press the number 1. Now, tonight's top headlines. The NFL preseason, Antonio Brown, this guy is a problem child. Antonio Raiders, here's what you do. You give him a ticket, and you show him the direction to the bus, and you say, you see that big greyhound over there? Well, that's got your name on it, and there's a seat right there in the front row. You get on that son of a bitch, and you keep going, and you never come back. That's what the Raiders need to do to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown? I mean, and now he looks like he owes. He holds out because he doesn't like the helmets that they have. Then he goes to France, freezes his feet, gets frostbite on his feet. How do you freeze your feet? And what the hell are you doing in France freezing your feet? How the hell is that going to help you in the NFL? But whatever, whatever, whatever. I know there's this cryogenic therapy that you go into a tube and you freeze yourself for 2 minutes and it's supposed to heal everything. Well, I mean, snake oil is supposed to heal everything too, but it don't. But whatever. So anyway, he freezes his feet. This is a wide receiver. You need your feet. You can't freeze your feet and be a receiver. But he does. He freezes his feet. He doesn't like the helmet because he claims he can't see, which nobody else is claiming that they can't see out of the helmet, but he's claiming he can't. So he wants a helmet that's over 10 years old. For whatever reason, I don't know, he wants a concussion, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to explain this. But he owes his cook, the sports chef, is what they call him, the sports chef, $38,000. How the hell do you owe a chef $38,000? Well, Antonio Brown does. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. You can try to make this stuff up. You can try. I mean, you can try all day long. You can try all night long. But you can't make it up. And now we got the Bears. Kyle Long. Now, look. I mean, we have had for many years in preseason, we've had teams, they fight amongst each other. And they do. And they fight. And which is kind of a good thing, but, I mean, it's getting out of hand. Even when they play other teams with a non-scrimmage game and they're fighting each other, I think these guys are missing the point. But Kyle Long, who is the son of Howie Long with the Chicago Bears, has been getting into a fight with some rookie. Can't remember his name. But it's been like the fourth or fifth fight that they had in preseason. Which we see that all the time, and we seem to get this. It seems to be getting more and more. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in the off season, but you know, guys, stop fighting amongst yourselves and fight against the other team. You know, that's all I'm saying. Stop fighting amongst yourselves and fight the other team. That's what I want to see. But I mean, that's me. I'm an old school kind of guy. I mean, you know, what do I know? So evidently, he gets upset at this rookie, and he rips his helmet off, and he starts beating the kid with it. Well, he got kicked out of practice, I mean, and rightfully so. But the Bears are saying, well, we're going to handle it internally. We're going to handle this internally. Well, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Handle it internally. But I'm tired of seeing this crap. I really am. Of teams fighting amongst themselves. In training camp. Now, I know you got to be a little aggressive. Yeah, you do. But, I mean, come on, man. Come on. And now we got Zeke Elliott. He's still holding out. I don't know what the hell's going on with this guy. Well, I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's going to win this one. Nobody is on Zeke Elliott's side. Nobody. Nobody's on his side. The team is not on his side. The fans aren't on his side. No, the sports writers are on his side, but he's still holding out. For what? What did you do last year? Did you bring the Cowboys to the postseason? No. You didn't bring them to the Super Bowl. We know that. But you didn't even bring them to the freaking postseason. And what did you do? Nothing. And why do you think you need this much money? For what? Now, if you would have brought the Cowboys to the postseason, you'd have brought them to the Super Bowl, then, okay, well, maybe you might have an argument. But you don't. The team is not around you. That's what you need to understand. The team is not around you. Sorry, Zeke, but that the Dallas Cowboys is not and does not and will never not revolve around you. You're one player. One. That's it. Got Major League Baseball. Well, pretty much still the same. However, the teams that are within five or six games back, and there's a couple of them. There's a couple of them. Well, I know Cincinnati's one of them. I don't think Cincinnati's going to do anything. Why they're only six games back right now is a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. But if you're five or six games back right now in Major League Baseball, now is the time to surge, man. Now is the time because every single game, I mean, it is the most important game. You can't lose right now. If you lose one game, you lose two. And that's what happens after the All-Star break. You lose one game, you lose two. That's how you have to consider it. And you win one game, you only win a half a game. That's how you consider it. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., well, he crashes his plane. How about that? Anybody see the video of that? I did. Everybody got out alive, which is good. Including the dog. How about that? The dog made it out. Everybody got out alive. I mean, what a crazy sight, man. It was crazy. It was nuts. But thank God that Junior, his wife, he had a couple of daughters and his dog. I'm glad to see everybody's okay. Now, I don't know where my crew is tonight. So I'm flying solo. So this is going to be fun. So hold on for a moment. But that's all right. I guess I can, you know, start talking for a while and this and that. I'd rather have some banter with my crew, but I don't know where my crew is, and I don't even have any texts to tell me that they're going to be late. So I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm hoping tonight is Friday. At least I think it's Friday. If tonight's not Friday, then what the hell night is it? I don't know! Let's see. Is this even Friday? Did I even put the right day on? No, we're Friday. But in any event, I'm one of these kinds of guys. I love history. And I do. I love any kind of history. Any kind of American history, this history, Roman history, world history. I just love history. I just love history. And I love studying history. Well, I love sports history, especially baseball history. There is nothing like studying baseball history. And baseball history, I mean, it just has that, I don't even know how to put it in words, that certain, you know, that Americana, but I mean, it's just got that, it's got that something about it where the old time baseball just makes you feel so good. And it makes you, you know, it just, you know, even though it's been 100 and some odd years, but it's still, it just makes you feel good. It makes you feel young. It just makes you feel like, God, I wish we could go back to that time where things were so simple. The simplest things in life. And I love, and I'm a simpleton. I am a simpleton. I'm a very simple man. I don't require much. I don't need much. I don't require much. I'm a simple guy. I just like simple things. But I've always known that Ty Cobb, first of all, was not a racist. That mistake came out from sports writers who, you know, and this is the problem. I hate sports writers. I've always hated them, and I always will hate them. They create more BS. That's all they do. They create a story that doesn't exist. And they did that with Ty Cobb for whatever reason. God only knows, because, you know, Ty Cobb maybe, you know, said something to him or didn't want to respond to him, didn't want to talk to him because the sports writer was an idiot. And Ty Cobb didn't want to talk to him. But I've heard several. I was listening to several radio interviews and this and that and reading this and reading that. I've always known Ty Cobb was not a racist. He was not a racist. He was not a racist. His family was a family of abolitionists. And Ty Cobb, now I don't know the exact quote. I've heard it a million times, but I don't know it exactly, but I'm going to paraphrase it. And it was basically, if the Negro wants to play and he can play, let him play. Ty Cobb was not a racist, and he did not sharpen his cleats. It was a sports writer that said, oh, Ty Cobb is the kind of guy that would sharpen up his cleats to go out there and spike the guy. So that caught on. Well, Ty Cobb was a scrapper. No doubt about it. Ty Cobb was a scrapper. Well, he's a baseball player. If you're a baseball player and you're not a scrapper, well, you're not much of a baseball player. You're a, you know, I don't know. But baseball players have always been scrappers. They scrap. That's what they do. He did not sharpen his cleats, and he was not a racist. And if you listen to some of these old interviews, these old radio interviews, he died in 1961. But you listen to him. I mean, the guy is, he's got an incredible baseball mind. I've always loved Ty Cobb, always as a kid. And Pete Rose was always still my favorite baseball player that I've ever seen. I'm looking at my ball right now, my Pete Rose autographed baseball. He named one of his kids Ty, after Ty Cobb. And I love my Pete Rose. Pete Rose was not a dirty player. He was a hard player. not a dirty player. There's a difference between being a dirty player and a hard player. Pete Rose was a hard player. Ty Cobb was a hard player, not a dirty player. They were hard players. Well, anyway, there's a book, and I can't wait to get this book, and I want to get this book. It's called Ty Cobb, A Terrible Beauty. I got to find that book, and I got to read it. I think you can probably get it on Amazon. It's a New York Times bestseller. The Sporting News ranked it as one of the best baseball books of all time. Winner of the Casey Award for Best Baseball Book of the Year. Winner of the SABR Baseball Research Award and the SABR Larry Ritter Award. I don't know what the SABR stands for. I could probably come up with a couple of things, but it would be dirty and I couldn't say it on the air. But I'm an ex-sailor. That's who I am. So I don't know really what more to talk about without my crew. So let me text somebody, see if we can get somebody on here. Because, I mean, I guess I could talk by myself, but I don't want to. I don't feel like talking tonight. So let me text people. See if we can't get somebody to come on board here. I mean, I could talk about myself. Because I had my political sports show, but that was different. This is sports. Sports, you can't talk about sports by yourself. Politics, you can talk about politics all day long by yourself. Because you're just giving your opinion of crap. Well, I want to talk about sports. Sports ain't crap. And we need the banter, man. We need the banter. I need my crew. I don't know where anybody's at. Nobody's texted me, tell me they can't make it. So I don't know what's going on here tonight. So we'll just keep going and hopefully somebody shows up. But if you want to join the conversation tonight, 646-716-7978. Give me a call, man. We'll talk about any sport you want. It don't matter. Except for tennis. Tennis ain't a sport. It's an aerobic activity, but it's not a sport. I hate tennis. Although, one of them Williams girls, well, she lost, and she was crying, and she knew she lost, and she gave up. And the 15-year-old, I guess she was from Australia, went over there and hugged her. So it was a nice moment. But I think the Williams girls, I think they're done. I can respect athletes, and I can respect tennis athletes. I don't have to like the sport. I don't have to like the sport, which I don't. But I can respect it, and I can respect their work. And those Williams girls, they've been on top for, God, 20 years now at least. I can respect them. I don't have to like the sport, but I can respect it. And I do. And I like them Williams girls. They're classy girls, you know. They're not into drugs. They're not into this. They're not into that. They got a personality. So, but again, I still don't know where my crew is. I don't know how much I can banter. On and 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 on by myself. But again, I've got to read this book, Ty Cobb, A Terrible Beauty. Now I'm going to read some excerpts from the book. Now, on a late July day in 1906, that was a long time ago, 113 years ago. I remember when I was a kid, when I'm in high school, 1982, junior in high school in history, and I'm thinking, 1882, that was 100 years ago. I'm thinking, oh my God. 1882 now is like a million years ago. On this date in July 1906, a late date, July 1906. Now, this is kind of a weird story. I never heard this before, and I'm still trying to find out more information on it. But there's no information on it. Nobody's saying nothing because nobody knows nothing. Because back then, they didn't say nothing. Nobody said anything. Nobody said anything about Babe Ruth. He's out there with his two hookers and eating 45 hot dogs during the game. They didn't say nothing about that stuff. They didn't talk about that. But on a late July day in 1906, the Tigers manager, Bill Lamore, sent Ty Cobb home carrying his leather bag of clothes in one hand and his cloth bag of bats in the other. The 19-year-old outfielder, 19 years old, 1906, he's 19 years old. The 19-year-old outfielder got on a train bound for Detroit and disappeared. It was gone, like the wind. Well, the official explanation for Cobb's absence was that he was in a hospital for an operation. That statement provided to reporters jointly by Amore, which was Bill Amore, the manager for the Detroit Tigers, and team secretary Frank Nevin, was so brief and so vague as to obviously be code for "don't ask us where Cobb is." Okay, fellas, don't ask us. Don't ask us because we ain't telling. That's how vague their explanation was. Well, if the beat writers did follow up nevertheless, and if they were confided in by the Tigers' front office, it apparently was on condition that they kept the answer secret. So there was something going on. What happened? Nobody knows. Now, this is coming from the book. I'm just reading you what's from the book. Not only was information about Cobb scarce immediately following his departure, but until he returned 44 days later, he returns, the scantest references to him, which was a brilliant, who hovered him above the top five hitters in the league. Even at 19, he was one of the top five hitters of the league. 19 years old. 19. Oh, my God. Where was I at 19? I was in college in the theater. Just think of where you were at 19 years old. And here Ty Cobb was, one of the top five hitters of Major League Baseball. At 19. 19 is a baby. I don't give a damn. You think you're 19. You're an adult. You're not an adult. You're a baby. You're a baby. You're 19. When you get as old as me, you'll trust me. You'll understand. You're 19. You're a baby. You haven't developed yet. You're not an adult. The law may say you're an adult, but you're not. You're just not. Well, continuing on, Tiger fans might have rubbed their eyes and questioned their sanity. Had there really been a tall, young redhead who walked every day down Woodward Avenue from his rooming house to Bennett Field, got a hit or three, stole a base or two, then strolled back home for an early dinner, a fresh, sober face on a squad dominated by dour drunks? Or had Detroit just dreamed him? So the fans were like, wait a minute, we got this 19-year-old kid, he's going out there getting hits, he's going out there stealing bases. He's this big giant phenom, is, you know, because, you know, back then there was no television. And there really wasn't even radio in 1906. There was no radio. So you had to read about it in the newspapers. So you read about it in the newspapers of what the Detroit Tigers did, and you're like, oh, man, this guy is good. And then all of a sudden, now he's gone. It's like, well, what? Did he even exist? Were we reading fake news? Nobody knows. So they were like, well, you know, does this guy even exist? Is he even real? He's only 19 years old. And he's only been playing, you know, April, May, and June, and July. Been playing 4 months, and all of a sudden he leaves for 44 days. He just leaves. 44 days he leaves. Well, continuing on with the book, it is left for Cobb historians to puzzle out what happened. Some consider his sudden absence in the heart of the season to be among the game's great unsolved mysteries. And it is an unsolved mystery. In all the interviews I've ever had, I've ever listened to with Ty Cobb, none of the reporters ever asked him that, because they probably didn't even know about it. Ty Cobb was only 19 years old at the time. It was 1906. They'd never even heard of it. Never heard of nothing. Never heard of it. Didn't even know it existed. Nobody knew it existed. Continuing on. And is it true of that privacy laws, the passage of time, and that prevailing standards of propriety, as well as the severe misfortunes that have since befallen the city of Detroit, do combine to default or daunt the modern scholar in the search of truth? So nobody knows, and nobody will ever know. Ty Cobb is dead. He died in 1961. Nobody's going to know nothing. Nobody's going to know unless he said it somewhere, but nobody has that interview. Nobody has that unless he wrote it down somewhere, but nobody has that. Nobody has it. So nobody knows what he was doing and why he was doing it. A lot of Michigan medical records have been destroyed simply because it was too expensive to move. or too expensive to keep them. So they destroyed them. And this was in 1906. Who would have thought that somebody in 2019 on a little radio show and Blog Talk Radio is going to be wanting to know what the hell the freaking answer is? They're like, nah, we don't need this. Throw it away. It's garbage. But I did do a lot of more research with Ty Cobb. He was not a racist. He did not sharpen his cleats. He did get into some fights. He did get into some fights. Of course, he was a brawler. He was a baseball player. Come on. I mean, Ty Cobb was not the only baseball player that ever got into a fight. And they still get into fights today. Ty Cobb was an outstanding man. And the greatest hitter. Except for Pete Rose. Pete Rose beat him. Ty Cobb played for 25 years. Pete played for, I think, pretty close to that. Played pretty close. But Pete Rose did beat him. He got more hits than Ty Cobb. But Ty Cobb did play for 25 years. You play in the major leagues for 20. That's a hell of a career. 18 years is a hell of a career. That's a hell of a career. You play for 18 years in the major leagues. That's a hell of a career. You play for 20. That's great. Play for 25? That's nuts. Nolan Ryan, God almighty. Nolan Ryan played for like 80. I remember Nolan Ryan when I was a little bitty kid, man. And then here I was. I got out of the Navy, and I'm working in my car dealership, and I moved up from salesman into management. And Nolan Ryan is still playing. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, I'm 30 years old, and this guy is still playing baseball. So if you can last that long, you can last 20 years in any sport. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter what sport it is. You can last that long. Hey, man, you're the best of the best. Well, I don't know where my crew is. And I'm not hearing back from anybody. So I think we're going to have to call this one a night. Because I can only rattle off, you know, so long by myself. But I don't want to do that. And we are, 41 minutes into the program so far. And we got nothing. So I don't know where anybody's at. I don't know nothing from nothing. So... anyway, we'll be back next week, and football is just a couple of weeks away, man. Football is just a couple of weeks away. It seems weird. I hate when football starts, but I love when football starts. I love when football starts because football is football, and I love football. But I hate when football starts because the summer's freaking over. The summer is over. And now it's going to start getting cold. And I'm going to have to start wearing socks and pants and shoes, which I hate. I'm an old country boy. I don't like to wear socks. I hate socks. I hate anything on my feet. I walk around barefoot. I walk in concrete. I walk in bark dust. I walk around barefoot. I just hate wearing shoes. And I hate wearing pants, especially in the summer. I like wearing shorts. I don't like wearing pants. It's too much clothing. and I wear tank tops. I don't like to wear a lot of clothes. Not that I'm a nudist, but I just don't like to wear a lot of clothes. It's a pain in the butt. I hate it. So the summer is winding down. We're in the middle of August. Oh my God. It was just June, like a week ago. 2 days ago, it was 4th of July. And now we're almost in September. Kids are going to come back to school in a couple of weeks. Ay, 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 ay. And I got a friggin' birthday coming up. I don't want to even think about it. Ay, ay, ay. Well, I'm sorry, folks, if we don't have anybody on the show for tonight, but... And nobody's gotten back to me, so I don't know what's going on. Just don't know what's happening. So, well, anyway, we're going to be back next week. And we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff because football is coming. Football is right around the corner, man. Football is right there. Football is right there, man. And this is going to be an interesting season. I really do. I really believe there is going to be a lot of surprises. There are going to be teams that you thought, what the hell are they? Why are they winning? What? They're winning. Why? How? There's going to be teams you think, oh, they're going to be winning. No, they're not. No, they're not. Well, I think my teams are... to look out for. I think you have to look out for the Jets right now. I think you need to look out for the Jets. Now, I'm not putting them in the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting them in the Super Bowl. Could they win a wild card? Well, I think it's possible. I really do. I think it's possible they could win a wild card. It all depends on them, though. But the Jets are definitely going to be improved. Let's put it that way. The Browns are going to be improved. And after watching the Raiders playing the Cardinals, I think the Raiders, and I'm still going to go with my at least 8-8. I'm still going to go with them being 8-8. That is a team, they're clicking and they're playing. The Cardinals, I know Neil loves his Cardinals. That's his team. I'm not going to disrespect his team. I'm not going to disrespect his team. About that Kyler Murray, well, he's had some problems. Because I don't think he realizes that he's now in the NFL. He's no longer in college. Well, college and the NFL are two different. They're two different animals. They're not even in the same food group. But, I mean, look, if a young quarterback comes up from college into the NFL and if he doesn't struggle, then he's not trying. They have to struggle. I mean, it's just part of the game. They have to struggle. If he's not struggling, he's not trying. So we'll find out. We will find out. We will find. Only time will tell in sports. You can prognosticate all day long, but the only prognosticator that counts is time. Time will tell. Time will say, okay, you're good or you're not. You can come up with as many guesses as you want. Say, oh, yeah, this guy's going to be good. Oh, no, this guy's going to stink. Well, you can do that all day long. But it don't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing. So we will find out. And, again, if you're not struggling as a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback, then you're not trying. So we'll find out, and we'll find out what the Raiders are going to do. But the Jets, I got a feeling about them Jets, and I got a feeling about them Browns. I think the Browns are going to be competitive. I don't have a lot of feeling about the Steelers, though. Oh, ooh. Eek. Mm. I think they're going to have problems. And I don't have a good feeling about the Chiefs. I don't care about this Mahomes. I don't see this. This guy's a one and done. He's going to be another Cam Newton. They figured him out. And once they start pressuring him, he's going to start throwing fits. I don't see this kid being I really don't. I really don't see this kid, you know, taking this team anywhere. I think Mahomes is a one and done. He's going to have all kinds of problems this year. I mean, big problems. That's what I see. But again, it's a prognostication. And a prognostication is just that. A guess. It doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. It's a guess. It's a guess. And in sports, a guess means not a whole hell of a lot. Not a whole hell of a lot. It's a guess. But we don't know. I mean, he may turn out to be. I mean, he may come out this year. I mean, he may take the Chiefs all the way to the Super Bowl. We don't know. I don't know. I just don't think he will. I don't see it in him. I see it in Wakefield with the Browns. That kid, I see. I see this kid being I hope to God he doesn't get into drugs. I hope he doesn't ride a motorcycle. I hope he doesn't beat up his girlfriend. I hope he doesn't do any of this stupid junk that we hear about with NFL players. I hope he stays healthy. And if he does, this kid, I'm telling you, this kid is the real deal, man. You can see it in him when we saw it last year when he played. The poise. When he dropped back, we saw the poise. This kid knew what he was doing. He's been playing. It's like he's been playing this game forever. He did not play like a rookie. This Wakefield in Cleveland, he is a godsend. I see that in him. I do not see that same thing with Mahomes. I don't see it in him. I see him a brat. I see him a kind of guy that, you know, if he gets a little pressure on him, he's going to start throwing fits. I don't see him being an all-star quarterback. I don't see him being a household name, but Wakefield, I do. You can see it in that kid. You can see it in him. I just hope to God he stays healthy. Go, please, Wakefield, don't do drugs. Don't ride a motorcycle. Don't beat up your girlfriend, even though she may be the biggest bitch on planet Earth. Don't beat her up. Don't go to jail. Don't do nothing but just play solid football, man, because I think you're the bee's knees, man. I really believe this kid is the bee's knees. So in any event, I've been rattling off and rattling off and rattling off. I don't know where any of my crew is tonight. No one's getting back to me, so I don't know what the hell more to do. So anyway, we will see you back here Friday night. Next Friday night. And hopefully we have a full crew. If not, well, then I'll rattle off for another hour by myself. Which I can do. I can rattle, look, I can rattle off all night long. That's not a problem. I can do it. I just don't want to. I want to banter with my crew, but my crew's not on board. They've deserted me. They've gone AWOL. So we'll have to find out what the hell happened. But I'm sure everything is okay. I'm not bugged out. I'm not worried about anything. Everybody's okay. I'm not even thinking that anybody's in the hospital. I don't think that. So I hope not. I don't like thinking thoughts like that. I don't like thinking that negative of thoughts. You know, I hate hospitals. I hate them. I hate even walking by a hospital or even driving by a hospital. Just even the sight of a picture of a hospital. I hate hospitals. So I'm sure there's a logical explanation. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Neil's working. We know Doc is working. I don't know where Seth is, but I'm sure everything is fine. I'm not worried about any of that, but I mean, I don't know how much more I could banter by myself. I just don't know. I mean, just don't know. So, well, any event, we will see you back here next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. Eastern. So, well, hopefully everybody has a great weekend. And it's going to be a great weekend for baseball. I'm telling you, baseball right now, baseball is hot. The National League Central Division is hot. You got three teams that are within a half a game of each other, and you got the Cincinnati Reds that are only, what, 5.5, 6 games out. They're still in the hunt. I don't think the Reds are going to do anything, but, I mean, it could. It's mathematically possible. It's mathematically possible. But baseball is hot right now. So if you love baseball, well, then go find a game and watch it. I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to go online here, and I'm going to go find me a baseball game because I can't talk about sports, not by myself. So we'll see you all back here next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.